Project Suffering,
a weekly focus on interesting personal tragedies of our time.
Vern, we've got a special treat on Project Suffering tonight because Mrs. Margaret Carter is here with us, the wife of Air Force Captain Jerry Carter, who was shot down over North Vietnam 5 years ago and is still listed as missing in action by the Pentagon.
Welcome to Project Suffering, Mrs. Carter.
Thank you, Vern and Craig.
I have to ask the question, Mrs. Carter. It's been 5 long years. Can you still really believe there's any hope for your husband?
Well, Craig, we wives just don't have any choice. I know I have to be realistic, and there's a good possibility that Jerry might not have survived, but until the leaders in Hanoi can account for him, I'm going to keep fighting to find out where he is and what happened.
But what about the waiting, Mrs. Carter? You're an attractive, outgoing person. Your life just hasn't stopped altogether, has it?
Well, no. I have my work with the MIAs and the Missing in Action groups, and I've got 2 children in school and scouts and 1,000,001 other activities they get into. And I paint a little and read, and I've got lots of friends.
What do you do with your friends?
Oh, we shop. We take a class or two at the university. Sometimes we go to a club or someplace where they have entertainment. We have a pretty good time.
Yes, you seem like you enjoy having some fun upon occasion.
Here, Mrs. Carter, let me offer you a drink. Craig and I were just going to have one ourselves. Oh. I hope you like bourbon. It's all we have on hand.
Sure, bourbon's fine.
So what kind of clubs do you and your friends like to go to?
Oh, most of the ones where they have music or dancing. Sometimes to Victoria Station on Fridays. Mm. There's lots of real fun people in there on Fridays.
I bet you're really with it on the dance floor, aren't you, Mrs. Carter?
Well, heavens no. I know some of the steps okay, but mostly I just like to dance for the fun of it. Mm. Or at least to try to keep up with all those young executives that practice all the time.
Did you know that Craig's quite a dancer?
Sure, I'm crazy about dancing. Vern, why don't you put on some music and we'll see if we can't get Mrs. Carter out here on the floor with a real pro like myself.
Okay. This is embarrassing.
Here, let me freshen up your drink a little here. There we go. I'll bet you're a terrific dancer. You'll make Craig look like an amateur.
Well, all right.
Say, you're pretty good, Mrs. Carter. You and your husband do a lot of dancing?
No, he never liked to dance or go out much.
Hey, mind if I cut in?
Go ahead, Vern. Here, let me slow down the tempo a little bit.
Jerry was kind of a zero. I just like to hang around the house a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's great that an intelligent, outgoing gal like yourself has an opportunity to get out and express herself, live up to her potential.
Ever tried any Quaalude, Mrs. Carter?
No, what's that?
Oh, it's some stuff Vern and I take all the time when we're having fun. It's absolutely great with bourbon.
Here, let me fix up that drink of yours, Mrs. Carter. How rude of me. Go.
Oh, who's tickling me?
Tickling? What tickling?
Oh, you guys.
You're really nice and firm, Margaret. It's a shame to let all that go to waste.
Here, let me help you with that blouse.
Oh,
say, Marge, when do you expect that Jerry will be coming home?
Probably never.
Oh. Of course it was wonderful. We're a couple of wonderful guys.
Can we give you a lift back to the base?
This has been Project Suffering,
with another interesting personal tragedy of our time.
Hey, Vern. It's time for our message from Chuck Manson.
Take a minute with Chuck.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Vern and Craig, I'd like to start by saying that you have to love so that you may live. But since love is death, living is therefore dying, because life can only be lived through death, which is love. And we all have to die in order to love, which is life. Now, whenever I leave my cell, most of the population here would like to kill me, because they all want to kill the truth like everyone else. They're really killing the truth for everybody else. And when some big black heroin addict tries to shove a knife into my heart, he's acting in the name of mankind, because I am the truth and mankind has to kill the truth. But death is life, and they'll only be giving life to the truth, which is love, which is me, because alive I am love and dead I am life, which is love. By killing me, they will only be killing themselves, because they do not love. I, however, love by killing them so that they may live through death to love me by killing me so that I may love. And perhaps get a hold of that new little white chunky surfer boy in the library and force the truth of my love into his life. That's all for now, Vernon Craig.
Nice talking with you, Chuck.
Say, Vern, isn't that our Hobby Handbook music?
I'll be damned if it isn't, Vern. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Hobby Handbook, a special feature of the Love Workshop, where we give you the dope on a handy do-it-yourself project that will not only be lots of fun, it might save you money, too. What's the project this week, Vern?
Well, Vern, this week we're going to make an IUD from items found right in the home. Now, I'll call out the instructions one by one, and Vern will sit down at the workbench and assemble the IUD right here, right along with everyone else at home. Now, first, we need a dead scorpion, Vern.
All right, how's this one?
Perfect, Vern. Now, we take 24 wire bread ties, and we twist each one of them twice around the tail of the scorpion. Now, here we have a choice of style. We can go California and achieve an open, airy look by clipping off the ends of the ties, which will sort of lull the sperms into lolling around and taking it easy rather than continuing on up the tubes. Or we can tie the standard Normandy Beach version, where we attach pop tops to the end of each of the ties, which literally frightens the sperms into submission. I see Craig has chosen the Normandy Beach, and it seems to be shaping up beautifully, isn't it, Craig?
Boy, I'll say it is, Craig. Why don't I glue some bottle caps on his legs here like little wheels?
Oh, that looks great, Craig. How about an antenna? I'll put this pipe cleaner around his neck. We'll make it one of those heavy-duty whip antennas.
Yeah, a mobile IUD. Come and get me, sperms.
It needs a number.
Here. I'll stamp on some 007s, licensed to kill Catholics.
Needs a little metal flake on the body, don't you think? Make it look nice.
Hey, let's try it out. Bunny! Hey, Bunny, come here for a second.
Yeah?
Here, look what we made on Hobby Handbook.
Real cute, fellas.
This is more than cute, Bunny. This is going to change your life.
Oh, my God.
There we go, ready for action.
She must really like it, Craig.
Of course she does, Craig. And we made the whole thing for a total of only 23 cents right here on Hobby Handbook.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope that your family will celebrate this joyous Yuletide season by joining our family on the Andy Williams Christmas Show, with me and my ex-wife Claudine and our well-balanced children, in a modern Christmas story brought to you by
Remington, the nation's leading manufacturer of simple, safe, dependable firearms and ammunition for over 200 years. See your dealer this Christmas for a free demonstration.
Okay, everyone, gather around the fireplace here. All right, we're all going to sing and walk through the snow to the chapel for midnight services, with your estranged mother and myself, in hopes that tired old grandpa will be motivated by the Christmas spirit and overcome his handicaps to show up at the chapel at the last minute and make for a splendid display of family joy.
You give me those drugs, Claudine!
Oh, I'm so sorry, children. Grandpa was showing me how to use his gun, and it went off into his stomach.
Oh, that's too bad, Claudine. We all know how much you love Grandpa.
Just my bad luck, I guess.
Are you still going to sing us a Christmas song, Mom?
Sure, darling. J'ai tout dans mes yeux, éclair et noir. poisson. Demi-tasse petit pois.
Gee, Mom, that was cute.
I've forgotten about Grandpa already.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Sharing the wondrous power of the Christmas spirit to overcome the sadnesses in our lives that make our family marketable once again.
Merry Christmas, everyone! Merry Christmas!
I checked over at our international desk during the commercial, and I discovered this letter from the Earl of Snowdon, the guy that just got separated from Princess Margaret, which I thought was real nice of him with all the heartache and anxiety he must be going through as a result of these horrible marital problems he's been having.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's what it says.
Okay.
Dear Vern and Craig, I went absolutely bonkers over that side-splitting interview you did with the dead Air Force pilot's wife, and the IUD project was a real success. I made the California version, you know, the one without the pop-tops. But I was really wondering what Claudine Langer is going to be doing with herself now that that ski hero is out of the picture. Do you know her personally? Mm-hmm. After a close look at the gels on Margaret, you'll have some insight as to why I make this inquiry. Please call me and let me know what the score is. Sincerely, Tony.
Well, our pleasure, Tony.
This is Vern and Craig saying goodnight for the Love Workshop.
That's us.
Craig
Vern
and Craig. Craig.